Today we start a new chapter, Babul Ithari wal Muwasati. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The chapter on giving preference to and comforting others. So Babul Ithari wal Muwasat, the chapter on giving preference to others and comforting others. قال الله تعالى ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. We explained before Muhaddisin that when they bring the chapter, then often they like to start with the ayat of the Quran relating to the chapter that they have brought, because the Quran is the fundamental, most primary source of our deen. Our deen, the fundamental, primary, most fundamental source is Quran Sharif. So starting off with Quran Sharif, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. We will, in the hadith, will explain exactly what this ayat of the Quran is referring to. So we'll do the hadith also today. Allah Ta'ala says that they give preference to others over themselves, even though they are themselves in need. And a specific incident that had taken place, and Allah Ta'ala was so happy that this is how the Sahaba were behaving. Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They gave preference to others, even though they themselves are in need. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala says that out of love for Allah, they feed the poor, they feed the orphan and the captive. So out of love for Allah Ta'ala, not that they're expecting even a jazakallah from anyone, not that they're expecting any type of reward from anyone, and not that they're doing it for any type of media attention, that I must now appear in some newspaper, that somebody must write about me. It is only done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, this is what you call ikhlas, when a person is doing everything for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala forgive us that nowadays, nearly everything, person wants to do it for show. If a person is going for Hajj, or person is going for Umrah, then you'll notice that when people are doing Tawaf day also, you'll see that now the selfies start. Everyone is taking out the cell phone and selfies in the Tawaf. Person is going to make Salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Roda, now the selfies are all starting. Whereas it should be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you'll see in this hadith, that when Sahaba did it solely for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala appreciated it so much. Ayat of the Quran were revealed in praise of Sahaba. So now you find that another part of our deen is getting affected with this photography and this videoing, is this Qurbani also. People now will go to look for animals, and it's a new thing. It spoiled our Tawaf, it's spoiling our Salam at the Roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's spoiling other aspects of our deen, and you find now this becomes a new norm. Qurbani, everybody is videoing. This is the animal I bought, look at it, see it. Whereas in Shariat and deen, Allah Ta'ala got Malaika to record these things for us. And the Malaika recording it, why do we need to spoil it by taking videos and pictures? It's not permissible at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ. That the people that will be given the most severest azab on the day of Qiyamah are those that make pictures. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it mutlaq, general. Those people that make pictures, however they make it, whether they make it by a sketch, they make it by a drawing, they make it by the click of a button, they make it by the means of modern technology, they will be given the worst of azabs on the day of Qiyamah. Now why do we want to spoil our good actions by these things? We've got to be very careful. Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity. A man is going to give a poor person sadaqah and charity. You find now that also gets videoed, and the whole world is showing that there's a poor man that is receiving, and there's an organization that is giving. How embarrassing it gets for the poor person to be standing there to receive a parcel, and the whole world is looking at him receiving one parcel. How would we like it if it was our father, it was our mother, it was our brother that had to receive a parcel in this condition, where people are videoing it and sending it around? So therefore our deen is so beautiful. These things have been made impermissible, and there's a reason for it. Our ikhlas doesn't get affected. We have done it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we need others to see how strong our animal is, how good it is, which animals I went to see? All this is not required in our deen. What is required is we do it for the sake of Allah. Therefore you'll find that dua also made in the absence of a brother, Allah Ta'ala likes it so much. Malaika is appointed, walaka bimithlin, for you be the same. Father making dua in the absence of a child, the reward is so much. So the effort made also to go and do something good is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is liked even more when it's done solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not showing and impressing and showing anybody what we're doing. One example, a person is walking to the masjid and he's coming. For every step he's taking, is getting a reward. One sin is being forgiven also. And in other ahadith it comes that a person returning from the masjid also, that effort to return from the masjid also, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding this person. So he's getting rewarded going to the masjid, he's getting rewarded returning from the masjid. Like that you'll find a person who's making effort to now procure a qurbani animal, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him even for that effort. Like how a person that's making an effort to find a deserving person for zakat, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him even for the effort that he's making to go and find a deserving person for zakat. So like that when a person is going to procure an animal also, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him for that. But sometimes shaitan comes in between and says, okay, let us video this, let us video that, let us take a picture here. So now you find that even the reward that a person is supposed to be getting, a person is not getting. Let us look at this hadith today, we'll see how sahaba would do it. They'll do it in such a way that nobody would know. But Allah Ta'ala knows. And Allah Ta'ala would fully reward a person for what he does. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that I'm suffering due to hunger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to one of his wives and she replied, by that being who sent you with the truth, I have nothing except water. Person came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam sent a message to one home. What do you have? There's a person that is in need. The message comes back that I have nothing except water. Imagine the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sent a message to another wife, but she also said exactly the same thing. We got nothing in the house except water. These were the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his wives were approached and they all said the same thing. Every home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was approached had nothing in the house except water. By that being, all of them said the same thing, by that being whom sent you with the truth, I have nothing except water. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now asked the public. You see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started first with himself when it came to giving. He sent to his homes. Now when there's nothing there, now he's approaching the sahaba and he's asking the sahaba that were there, that who will host this person tonight? He's a man that is in need. Who will host him tonight? So a man from the Ansar said, this hadith mentions that a man from the Ansar, we learn from other hadith, that this person's name was Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. We did the incident of Hazrat Abu Talha and his wife Hazrat Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, and at the time of Khandaq, when he had seen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very pitiful condition, and then he made a request to his wife and he invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come with a few sahaba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went with the whole majma, and how they all ate till they full. And that pot was still boiling as though it was just cooked. It was the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, this is the same sahabi who hosted this person, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. So this hadith mentions that a man from the Ansar said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will take him. So he took this person to his house and he said to his wife, honor the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine taking the guest home. And he's telling his wife that honor the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to another narration, he asked his wife, do you have anything? She replied, no, except some food for the children. The only thing I got at home. Imagine what condition they were living in. I only have food for the children. He said, keep them occupied with something. And when they ask for supper, then put them to sleep. In other words, keep them busy. Keep them occupied. And when they are asking for food, now make them sleep at that time. When our guest enters, put off the lamp and give him the impression that we are eating with him, so that they sat down and the guest ate whilst they remained hungry the entire night. Imagine a whole night. And why they did this, they could have told the guest also, we don't have food, you eat. But how would a person feel like eating when the others, the host is not eating? So he gave them the impression that we are eating also. In other words, so you enjoy because we are also eating, so that you can eat properly. Imagine taking care of the psychological welfare of the guest also. I think that is very important. Person sometimes gives in charity, but he says so many things, the person receiving also feels so bad. So here, make the person feel nice, that although his own children had to go to sleep without eating, himself and his wife had to go to sleep without eating, but yet our guest must feel nice that he had eaten. So anyway, moving on to this hadith, that this is what happens. He ate and they remained hungry the whole night. The next morning he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said to him that Allah Ta'ala was pleased with the way you treated your guest last night. Imagine. Allah Ta'ala was pleased with the way you treated your guest last night. The ayat of the Quran had come down, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that they gave preference to others even though themselves they were desperately in need of food, but yet they gave preference to others. This is the spirit of a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala give us the spirit that we give preference to others, we love for others what we love for ourselves, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make it such that at least if we can't give something financially, at least say a good word, give a smile, help someone in whichever way we can, all this will be recorded as part of charity. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.